This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The band Bright Eyes is a favorite of indie rock fans in the past decade. It has sold millions of records. Bright Eyes' driving force is Conor Oberst. He's taken on a new role now of political activist. From member station NET Radio in Nebraska, Clay Masters reports.
Conor Oberst has had a busy 10 years. He's released 5 albums with Bright Eyes, 2 solo roots rock albums, and has worked on a number of side projects. But he says taking a stand is something new to him.
What I do is play music, and, you know, it's not something I did when I first started making music. It's something I guess I grew into the more I became aware of the world and what power musicians and public figures have. I don't do it lightly. It's not something I enjoy necessarily doing, but I feel compelled to do it.
Oberst has been outspoken about immigration laws in the country, and it became personal when one showed up just 30 miles west of his hometown of Omaha. Since 2008, citizens of the small eastern Nebraska city of Fremont have been trying to get a law on the books that would ban renting to or hiring undocumented workers. In the 1990s, the city became home to 2 meatpacking plants that attracted Hispanic immigrant workers. Proponents of the ordinance say the town of about 25,000 has seen an increase in costs for law enforcement and schools. State Senator Charlie Jansen of Fremont goes a little farther.
We have people that are here. We don't know their medical backgrounds. We don't know especially their criminal backgrounds. And that makes me nervous. I have 2 small children. There are people that could be handling my children.
Jansen has introduced a proposal for Nebraska similar to the controversial Arizona immigration law. The city of Fremont is embroiled in 2 federal lawsuits over its own ordinance, which passed as a ballot referendum last year. To raise awareness about this, Conor Oberst staged a massive 14-band benefit concert last summer on a street in his hometown. Proceeds from the sold-out show went to the ACLU, one of the groups that have sued the city over the ordinance.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It means so much that you guys came here tonight. I want to thank all the bands that are playing tonight.
On the bill that night were Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings, a folk duo that drove from California. After a sing-along of the classic This Land Is Your Land, Dave Rawlings told the audience about buying a paper on the way to the gig.
And I saw Conor was on the cover of the paper. And then there was another woman who's a talk show host, or like a radio talk host. And you know, she said that when musicians try to be political in any way, that they sound silly. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think that Woody Guthrie was a silly man, and I don't think that This Land Is Your Land is a silly song. And I have a feeling people are going to be singing This Land Is Your Land long after they've forgotten that radio host and her professional political opinions.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw but me that in the skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Whether or not musicians have the ability to shape society's views is debatable. University of Nebraska-Lincoln music professor Scott Anderson has studied protest music and teaches a class on the subject. He says music can have an impact on society, and you can look beyond protest songs to find how great that impact can be.
Look at the power that Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Stones, just keep going down the list. Look at the power these artists have had in shaping culture and in shaping the way we think about things.
But it was clear from the fans that came to Omaha from around the country that they were there primarily for the music.
Maureen O'Brien, Omaha, Nebraska.
Do you know anything about the Fremont Ordinance?
Not really. No, I'm sorry.
Clay Swanson, I'm from Arlington, Iowa.
Do you care?
I didn't really care. Like, I love these bands. Loved them since I was a little kid. And I saw Conor Oberst on the news, and he said a thing that really rang true. I thought being an immigrant is the most American thing that you can do, because it is.
The band that most of the people came to see was Oberst's socio-political punk group, Desaparecidos, which hadn't performed together for 8 years.
Well, traffic's kind of bad. The widening easy street. To fit more SUVs. To plant baby trees. To grow to shady peaks.
During the band's last song of the night, Oberst made clear his position on the Fremont Ordinance, and even the most oblivious fans cheered him on.
We are one people. We are one nation. And we are not let these bigoted, crazy maniacs take our country from us. All right? So you're with me?
And for a moment at least, they joined him in his outrage. As for the new Bright Eyes album, there are no overt political messages, but rather a general theme of acceptance and unity.
Someone got a share in the load. Oh, here come that heavy love. I'm never gonna move it alone.
For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters.
Bright Eyes has a new album coming out next week, and you can hear it in its entirety at nprmusic.org.